Father, we are just grateful for yet another day that you have given us to come together in prayer. We just lift up your name. We magnify you, God. We glorify you. We exalt you. We just so grateful that you are our God, that we can come in the midnight hour, God, to lift up your name and to call upon you, O God. Our hearts are set and our minds are set, O God, to engage with the heavens, O God. We say in this hour as we pray, let thy kingdom come and let thy will be done here on earth, O God, as it is in heaven. That which you had in mind before the worlds were even formed concerning this hour, bring us into alignment with it, O God, and may they be a manifestation of everything that you intended to manifest and everything that you intended to bring forth in this hour. Let our prayers, O God, be not in vain, but let our prayers, O God, prevail. Father, as we enter in, we know that we are not coming in our own name, but we are coming in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We are not coming in our own strength, but we are coming in His. And Father, as you have made us kings and priests unto you, O God, we are not coming empty-handed, but we are coming by the way of the blood of Jesus. As we come boldly before the throne of grace, O God, we say tonight, hear our prayer. Attend to our supplication, O God. And when everything is said and done, we will give you all the glory. We will give you all the honor. We will give you all the praise. We thank you for every man and every woman that is going to be on the prayer line tonight. We ask for an impartation of your anointing, the presence of your spirit wherever they are. Let our hearts and our minds come into one accord, O God, according to your divine mandates, O God, concerning this hour. Let there be an elevation of the level of faith and an expectation that indeed our God is going to do something greater and something supernatural for your glory. And for your glory alone, Father, our eyes are waiting to behold, to see that which you have spoken concerning our days. We thank you for the opening of our ears that we may hear what the Spirit is saying, for the opening up of our eyes that we might see all that the Spirit is doing in the earth. Thank you, God, for giving us a heart that is filled of understanding, that we are able to not only see or hear, but we are able to perceive all that your Spirit is doing in this hour. As He is moving to and fro in the earth, establishing a dimension of the kingdom, O God, we are in unity, O God, in faith, believing that it shall be as you have determined, O God. Let our prayers, O God, tonight be led by the Spirit of the living God, for He is the one who knows your mind. He is the one who knows your will. Holy Spirit, take charge of this hour. Take charge of every prayer. Anoint every vessel that is going to pray tonight. Let the anointing be upon every word which is uttered, O God. Let the word, O God, penetrate the heavens, O God. And let there be a response from heaven, O God, as we pray tonight. Father, we declare that you are still the healer. You are still the deliverer. You are still the Savior. You are still the God of the breakthrough. You are still Jehovah Jireh. You supply all our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We declare, O God, that tonight, whatever need is present, you are God able to provide. You are the God who does exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. Therefore, there is an expectation in us, O God, that you are going to do the above and beyond our expectation. You are going to heal, O God, in a way that is going to confound and astonish many. You are going to open doors that indeed no man can shut, doors of blessing, doors of prosperity, doors of peace, doors of joy, and doors of strength you are going to open. We give you praise, O God, that even in this hour the weak are declaring that they are strong because of what you have done. The poor are standing up to say, I am rich because of what God has established in the earth. We thank you, O God, for your thoughts that are higher than ours, for your ways that are greater than ours, that, O God, as we encounter with such, O God, your thoughts and your ways, as we begin to embrace them, O God, We will not remain the same, but we are going to be changed. You said from glory to glory, from faith to faith, let transformation take place in us and through us, O God, that the world might see your glory. Let our hearts, O God, be open and ready to receive your word, O God, that faith may be established in us. For we know that without faith, O God, it is indeed impossible to please you. We want to be pleasing to you, O God. We want to be pleasing to you, O God. We want to walk in obedience to your commandments, in obedience to your statutes, O God, and in obedience to your law. Give us a heart, O God, that is willing. Give us a heart, O God, that is able to be able to perceive, to be able to understand, to be able to follow, to walk in obedience. For all that you require of us, O God, we give you praise, O God, we give you glory, we give you honor, that, O God, you have done so much that we have seen and so much that we haven't even seen, O God, how you have watched over us day and night, how you have protected us, O God, from dangers that we have seen, even dangers that we haven't seen. We thank you for the angels that you have given charge over our lives, O God, for the work that they are doing, O God, for the fulfillment of your word in our lives through your angels that you have declared to be ministering spirits under the heirs of salvation. We thank you, O God, for being mindful of us. We thank you, O God, for watching over us day and night. We thank you, O God, for being concerned with us, O God. We thank you for making that determination that you are going to bring us to that expected end. We are waiting in anticipation, O God, for the handiwork of our God that is going to be written in our lives. Father, tonight as we stand in this place, we declare that, God, you have all power in heaven and in earth, O God. The enemy has none. God, you have authority in the heavens and in the earth, O God, and the enemy has none. God, your word prevails in every situation, but the word of the enemy will not prevail. Father, our victory is in you, for you declared by your word that we overcame the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. We declare that, O God, we are standing in a place of victory. We are standing in a place of victory because there is blood on the mercy seat. God, we are standing in a place of authority because the blood has reconciled us with you, O God. You have called us sons and daughters unto the Most High God. And Father, from this place of authority tonight, we declare that the joy of the Lord is our strength. We declare that the peace that we have is a peace that comes from God, and no man shall take it away from us. We give you praise, O God. We give you glory, O God, that your word and your spirit, O God, is emboldening us, O God, to declare the righteousness of our God. We declare that things are going to change, and they are going to change for the better. Whatever has desired to remain the same, we declare in the name of Jesus that you are going to change for the glory of our Father in heaven. Every obstacle, God, that has been standing in the way, that is obstinate, O God, and refuses to move, we declare that tonight in the name of Jesus, you are going to move out of the way. Every hindrance that has been set in the way, we declare that you are going to move in the name of Jesus, God. Every chain that has been placed over us by the enemy, God, we declare that by the power of the Holy Ghost, we are being loosed tonight in the name of Jesus. For the glory of our Father in heaven, we declare that every boundary, every limitation, every obstacle is being eviscerated tonight in the name of Jesus. For the glory of our Father in heaven, O God, where unbelief has crept into our hearts, O God, tonight we declare that there is a displacement. Our hearts are filled with faith. Our hearts are filled with faith. Our hearts are filled with faith. And our souls are not going to be weary. Our souls are not going to be despondent, because God is standing on our side. We declare that he is our shield. We declare that he is our defender. We declare that he is our fortress. Therefore, if God be for us, we declare who shall be against us. By the power of our God tonight, we are going to prevail. By the power of our God, every strategy that has been designed by the enemy for our destruction, we declare that we are going to prevail over you in the name of Jesus. Oh God, every strategy, every plan, every conception that the enemy has brought to the fore, oh God, we declare that we are going to prevail because we stand on the word of our God. He has declared by his word that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Therefore, we declare that every wile of the devil is going to fall to the ground for the glory of our Father in heaven. In the name of Jesus, we declare that God, tonight there is a pushback, oh God. We are not going to take things lying down, but we assert our authority in the affairs that God has given us charge over. Devil, we command you to let the things that God has given us go in the name of Jesus. Every territory that the enemy has taken away from us, oh God, tonight we pursue, oh God, tonight we fight over, and we declare that we are going to take back in the name of Jesus, oh God, where he has been laying siege against us, oh God, tonight by the blood of Jesus, we push back in the name of our Father in heaven, where he has taken territory in our homes, we push back in the name of Jesus. God, we serve eviction notice to every principality, every power, every ruler of darkness that has desired to subject us to his authority. We declare that we are the children of God. Only one spirit has authority over us, and that is the spirit of the living God, the spirit that speaks life, the spirit that speaks hope, the spirit that speaks faith. That's the spirit that has authority over us. Therefore, God, tonight there is an overthrow. Every illegal spirit, every illegal authority that has been desiring to govern our lives, we pull ourselves from under your authority and we submit ourselves to the authority of our God for the glory of our Father in heaven. We declare that you have no authority to rule and reign in our lives. We declare that you have no legal power, no legal precedent for you to operate in our lives for the glory of our Father in heaven. Every door that we have opened in ignorance that you have been using to enter in, by the authority of the blood of Jesus, we command those doors shut now. Every breached wall that you have used to enter into our homes, to enter into our lives, to enter into our finances, we command those walls restored in the name of Jesus. We declare that our God is a restorer of breached walls, and God is restoring every wall that has been breached for the glory of our Father in heaven. We raise up a banner over our lives, and we declare that yes, he is our God. He is Jehovah Nissi over our lives in the name of Jesus. In the midst of every battle, we raise up the banner, and our banner declares that our God is victorious. He has overcome. He has overthrown. He has put our enemies to flee now. Let our God arise as our word tonight, and let his enemies begin to scatter in the name of Jesus. God, you declared that 1,000 shall fall at our side and 1,000, oh God, at our right hand. We declare that tonight we are waging war by the blood of Jesus, oh God, that God, we are not going to relent, oh God, until victory total victory has been established in the name of Jesus. Oh, Shadabahai, over our finances, oh God, we declare that we are fighting by the blood of Jesus. Oh, Shadabataraba, Rebekoto Shakataraba Kateria, Mosadabakarata Wokoshatadahai. We declare that God Tundatabosokurabahai, let the rebuke, the devourer be rebuked, oh God, for our sake. Rebe Goshoko Bosatarabahai, in the name of Jesus, Sekotoshada, every avenue that the enemy has opened to drain our financial resources, oh God, we command it shut now in the Nekodosharabaha. Rebe Goshoko Bosatadabahai. In the name of Jesus, O Kura Basanta Tekosha, Rabakadae Soko Dobo Shadada Bahaya, Rebe Godoshada Barekodo Shedibiada Bahaya, in the name of Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Abasandi Bokura Basaka Dada Basere. Something burning up in my spirit, the Lord saying, fight for your seed. Ikadaba. Satarabaha, Reke de Goro Shokobo Shadabaha, Rebe Gadaraba Sadarabokoro Boko Shadabaha. God, tonight we build a hedge of protection around our seed. Koro Shadadabara Kedia Bokobo Shadaya. In the name of Jesus, Sakadabaha, Rebe Godo Shadabakara de Goro Boko Shadabaha. That God, we declare that our seed will not be destroyed. Our seed will not suffer sickness, oh God. Our seed will not suffer any disease, oh Kota Bashata Dadaha. That the yield capacity of our seed will not be diminished in the name of Jesus. God, you said by your word, you give seed to the sower, oh God. Asakadabaha. Rebe God Sokobo Shadadabaha. God, tonight we declare that our seed is going to survive. We declare that, God, you are bringing us to a place where we are able to plant our seed. But God, we are not planting our seed in stony ground, oh God, but God, we are sowing our seed into good ground under the divine direction of the Holy Ghost. God, we declare Kadabasand that our seed has been sanctified. As we have set it apart, we declare, God, by faith, that our seed, God, is going to come forth from the ground. That God, the harvest for the next season is going to be preserved. For God, you said by your word, as long as the earth shall remain, they shall be seed time and harvest, O God. We declare that, God, Dabasoko Tupota, Brahe Kataye Kobrotoko Dabahaya, Rabagadaye Kodoshebe Kodoto Dabahaya, that, God, the circumstances and the conditions of the world, O God, are not going to affect our seed, for we are not planting in the world, but we are planting in God. Ata rabagadae koto shokobotai, rabagadae sokodoto kobaha, rebegedesi gadaya kodosh, magadaya tekederia wokodosh, rabagadas tekedesa. That God, in you every seed brings forth a hundredfold, o kada, rebegodoshe gadaya. By faith, O God, we thank you in advance, for you are the one who causes there to be an increase. Sakaya, rabagades tegede kobo shadaya. Therefore, God, by faith we declare that our harvest is secure. By faith we declare that we have reaped, O God, in the midst of a famine, O God. By faith we declare that we have reaped more than what we have sown. die. Because God, you are the one who does the exceedingly abundantly, the above all that we could ever ask. I declare by the authority of the Holy Ghost that my seed will not die in the ground. I declare that the enemy will not uproot what I have planted. In the name of Jesus, God, as you set an angel with a flaming sword to guard the garden, O God, let angels be set around, O God, the fields where we have planted our seed, and let the heavens open, O God, and let the rains come, O God, to water our seed. Rabagadaya sokobo shadaya. Rebe godose bigida tadaye kobo shadaya. Rabagadaye kobo shekete de bakarabahaya. God de piko dosata eka. Magada baroso kobo tota ekarada. In the name of Jesus, sakadabaha. We declare that tonight God abaseta dakuwo shadaya. He is protecting our seed from the canker worm and the palmer worm. Rebe godose. Shakataya, Rebe Gobo Shata, Magadaye Koto Shatata, Rebe Godokova Dakata. God, you declared by your word, O God, Abasete Kiadabahai, that if we sow, O God, we shall reap Koto Tobokoba Papayata, Rabagadas, the Gede de Gogo Shatabaha, and we stand on that word, O Kotabasa. God, you are not a man that you should lie, Kadabaya, nor a son of men that you should repent, O God. Therefore, we declare that God, there will be a harvest from the seed. Rabagadas to gobo shada, rabagadas de kodoshe bekada. That God, you will not withhold the former rain and the latter rains. Rabagadas o gobo shada. God, as much as you caused Isaac to reap, O God, in the midst of a famine, O God, abasa, we declare that we shall reap a harvest, Tata. We declare that this is our season. We declare that this is our time. Rabagadas do kobo shata kada. Rabagadas that God, you will not allow the works of our hands, O God, to go in vain. Rabagadas de kede kodo shata baha. Rabagadas de kedes. Prosper, God, the works of our hands, O God. Let everything we set our minds to do, O God, succeed. Rabasata Magadade Kobushata. Every dream, God, every conception that we are working on in this season, God, let it prevail. Kubashataya Magadade Seketea. Witty inventions, U Koboshataya. Let them come forth now in the name of Jesus. Jesus, Rasta Kadaste Kobosh, Magadae Kedeke de Koboshadaba, Rabagadaste Kede Koboshada. In the name of Jesus, glory, 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 glory to our God for the seed. Glory, glory to our God for the field for us to plant our seed. Glory be to Kobo Shaka. Rabagadaste Kedekedabahai. Glory be to our God for the way of the seed. Rabakadase Ketekada. That though it be in the ground, God will still watch over it, and God will still sustain it. God, we declare that those seeds that have been buried in the ground, it is time for them, God, to begin germinating. It's time for them, God, to begin coming forth from the ground. Rabasagade gobo shakata. Magadae koto shabaki. In the name of Jesus, somebody begin thanking God for the harvest that is coming from the seeds that you have sown. Some of you have sown your seeds in mourning and in weeping, but God saying you shall reap in joy. God, we thank you for the harvest, O God. We thank you for the abundance, O God. We thank you for the increase, O God. We thank you for the elevation, God. We thank you, Shabaseke Rabagadas de Kete Kada, Hushabate Katayaso, in the name of Jesus. Ma de se kada, Bushata. I declare that God is going to endow you with strength to be able to sow much more than you have ever sown because of the great abundance of harvest that God wants to bring into your life. You have sown with your tears. God is saying there is an abundance that is coming. You have sown on your knees. There is an abundance that is coming. You have sown your time as a seed, and God is going to restore. God is going to redeem. God redeem the days, oh God. Restore, redeem, O Kuba Shaka, Rasike Ma. In the name of Jesus, and God, over somebody tonight, we say impart a measure of strength. I hear the words of the prophet Isaiah. They that wait upon the Lord, we have been waiting on the dosha. Satarebe korosha dabahaya rabagada de gia dorosha dabakederi rabagada de gobrosha date keriyabaha rabagade se kobo sheka dabahaya rabande korosho koto sheke dabare kedaraha mande brosha dagada magade se gedara bakia dosha magada ye gede 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 bataya tata gia borosha mande gada se kedaraha. I just want to encourage somebody here tonight. It's raining, 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 it's raining. Masada eko toka bababatai rebe saka mukoda segedia rabakada. Yes. You see, when you've got seed in the ground and it begins to rain, you rejoice. Sakatabosha magada de kada hea murabasi kada bahade. God, we have sown in intercession, God. Let us see the harvest, O God. Let us see the harvest now for your glory and for your glory. Here's the word I'm hearing in my spirit. Pay off, 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 pay off. It means there is going to be a payoff for all the pain that you've endured, for all the sorrow that you've gone through. God, I want to tell somebody here, in the seasons of old, they were laughing at you as you were sowing. They were laughing at you as you were praying. They were laughing at you as you were weeping. They were laughing at you as you were going to church. They were laughing at you when you were feeding your spirit. They were laughing at you when you were worshiping. They were laughing at you when you were dancing before God with all your might, with all your strength. They thought you were crazy when you began to groan and mourn with utterings that with words that cannot be uttered. You begin to travail as a woman in birth pains. You begin to travail, yet they did not see anything. They thought you were crazy. But I'm here to say, God is saying, pay off. Get ready for the payoff. Get ready for the payoff. Get ready for the payoff. Kuta basaka rabaha rabasata takeba. Get ready for it. Disho kobo takia bara rabaka dade gorab. It's gonna pay off. In the name of Jesus, it's going to pay off. 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 Osha ma brehete gabara badado brosha ba babade ku brosha da babaye kararaha rabakada de kudiabasa. It's going to pay off in the name of Jesus. That's what the Holy Ghost is going to say. That's what the Holy Ghost is saying. It's going to pay off. It's you're gonna find out it's worth it. It's been 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 worth it. The sleepless nights you have had to endure, it's been worth it in the name of Jesus. This is what I hear the Holy Ghost saying. They say, shall any good thing come out of Nazareth? They declare, shall any good thing come out of Nazareth? But there was a seed, a seed of David that was going to bring greatness out of Nazareth. Because they did not see what Nazareth was sowing. They did not see it. So what do you mean, Perkins? Just tell somebody, it's going to pay off. It's going to pay off. And if I say it's going to pay off, you see, you begin to think of a distant time. But I'm saying, God is saying, this is the season. This is the season for your harvest. This is the season for your harvest. Because God says you have sown your seed. You have protected, you prayed for the protection of your seed. You have been watering your seed. You see, because you see what happens when you begin, when you get the former rain and the latter rain, it means it's harvest time. It's harvest time. It's harvest time. It's harvest time. Bushaka baraze ra eke de ko busha maga barato soko wushaba. In the name of Jesus. Bashala ba ekirias. Somebody begin to pull it in the Holy Ghost, pull it up. Begin to pull it. This is my season. This is my time. My harvest is coming. My harvest is coming. My harvest is coming. I am about to reap. I'm about to reap. My heart is filled with joy. I'm rejoicing. It's my season to harvest. It's my moment. It's my time to pull it down. In the name of Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, Glory. Oh, somebody pull it down. Somebody pull your harvest. Somebody pull your harvest. I'm getting into the field now. I'm about to pull out the harvest in the name of Jesus. Sarah, when I go to my job tomorrow, it's harvest time. The favor of God is coming. There is an increase coming. Kusha bara. There is a promotion that is coming because it is harvest time. Rasaka re. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Abasari bikuru da basanda da haya. Yeka da basada da. There is a turning around in your home. 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 Because God is saying you have been sowing prayers for others. But God is saying the harvest is about to come your household. Abarata karabaha. Rebekuru. You have been praying for other people's sons and daughters for them to live rightly before God. And God is saying there is a harvest that is coming to your home because of what you have sown. Glory, 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 glory. Basande brekiria basar. Brosa bakadabarande brekiria basikiri basanderia rabasara. Mekura basikia rabasanderia bahai. In the name of Jesus. Father, we declare that tonight you have given us the way of the seed. We declare that tonight, O God, you have guaranteed the harvest. We thank you, O God. We bless your name, O God, that our prayers have not been in vain. But, O God, we were just planting in the field of the Lord. Now, God, it's harvest time. In the name that is above any other name, the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah, hallelujah. I feel abarasi kebi kiara basandara. There is a re-energizing of our spirits tonight. There is a re-energizing of our faith tonight. There is a restoration of our hope tonight. There is a restoration of our peace tonight. There is a restoration of our joy tonight. Listen, God is about to give you a reason to dance one more time. God is about to give you a reason to jump up and down one more time. God is about to give you a reason to do a cartwheel just one more time, because God is about to blow your mind. God is about to do that which has been beyond your expectation. You thought God has forgotten. You thought he had forgotten. You thought God had overlooked you. But God was saying it was just the seed that was in the field. But the harvest is going to come. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Glory, 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 glory. Lord, you are faithful. Great you are, O God, in whichever way we look at it. You are great. 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 What I want to do is I just feel that there is something that we want to work on just for a few minutes, and we will see. But it has to do with what God has been putting in our spirit just as we're praying about a seed, what God has been doing. I want to read this few verses for you. I'm not going to teach on it, but I want to read this few verses for you. It says, in this coming from the book of Job, the book of Job. I know we can do the book of Joel, but I want to do the book of Job because I want to show you something. And here's what happened. It says that now there was a day, verse number 6, chapter number 1, verse number 6. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came there, came among them. And the Lord said to Satan, "From where do you come?" And he says, "So Satan answered the Lord and said, 'From going to and fro the earth, and from walking back and forth on it.' Then the Lord said to Satan, 'Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, one who fears God and shuns evil. So Satan answered the Lord and said, does Job fear God for nothing? Have you not made a hedge around him, around his household, and around all that he has on every side? You have blessed the works of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land. But now, stretch out your hand and touch all that he has, and he will surely curse you to your face. And the Lord said to Satan, behold, all that he has is in your power. Only do not lay a hand on his person. So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord. These are the verses that I want to work with. Verse number 13. Now there was a day when his sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in the oldest brother's house. And a messenger came to Job and said, the oxen were plowing and the donkeys feeding beside them. Then when the Sabaeans raided them and took them away, indeed they've killed the servants with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you. Whilst he was speaking, another came and said to him, the fire of God fell from heaven and burned up all the sheep and the servants and consumed them, and I alone have escaped to tell you. While he was speaking, another came and said, the Chaldeans formed three bands, raided the camels and took them away and killed the servants with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you. While he was speaking, another came and said, your sons and your daughters were eating and drinking wine all the sun the house, and suddenly a great wind came and they died. But here's what I want to say. I want to just give you the idea that the enemy has had you as a target. The enemy has had you as a target. But here's what I want to say. The Lord has not relented. The Lord has not allowed for the hedge of protection to come down that has been around you. So we want to thank God for the hedge of protection. We want to thank God for keeping the Chaldeans away. We want to thank God for keeping the Sabaeans away. We want to thank God for protecting everything that concerns you. We want to thank God for protecting everything that concerns you, for perfecting everything that concerns you. We want to thank God for watching over you. Somebody say hallelujah. Ha, ras. The enemy has intended to make this a season of loss for you, but God is saying it's a season of gain. God is saying it's a season of harvest. You are not going to lose your harvest in the field. Somebody say hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You are not going to lose your harvest in the field. Why? Because God is putting a hedge of protection around you, a hedge of protection around your household, a hedge of protection around all that you have on every side. God is going to bless the works of your hands. God is going to bless your possessions, and God is going to increase you, and God will not stretch forth his hand to take away the hedge of protection. You are protected. I speak divine protection over you. I speak divine protection over everything that concerns you, because God is your shield. He is your defender. He is your protector. Therefore, oh God, tonight we thank you for keeping the Chaldeans at bay. We thank you for keeping the Sabaeans at bay. We thank you that there are no fires raining down from heaven to consume that which is ours that you have given us, oh God. What you have given us, oh God, will not be destroyed, for we have sown in God. It is hidden in God, and in God there is going to be a bountiful return. Glory, 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 glory. Glory be to your name, oh God, for your goodness, for your mercy, and for your grace. You see, here's what I want to show you. You see, God has the power to frustrate every plan of the enemy. Oh, so the enemy has been strategizing to steal your harvest, to steal your seed. But tonight we say the light of God is shining on every scheme of the enemy, and God is going to expose it. God is not going to allow it to be implemented. God is going to have his way. Somebody say hallelujah. Whatever demonic strategy that has been laid out to take away your seed, I declare tonight it is going to fail. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hi. Listen, I want to say this again. You see, there is something that is so supernatural, something that is so great, something that is so mighty, and that thing is the blood of Jesus. It's the blood of Jesus. I'm going to say it again. It's the blood of Jesus. Now, here's what I want to say. You see, the blood of Jesus is coming from a higher place. The blood of Jesus is speaking not from a low place, but the blood of Jesus is speaking from a higher place. The blood of Jesus is a superior blood than any other blood. Anybody hearing me? The blood of Jesus is superior than any blood. The voice of the blood of Jesus is superior than any other voice. Anybody hearing me? The voice of the blood of Jesus is superior than any voice of any blood. The voice of Jesus will overrule the voice of the blood, will overrule any other voice. Now, here's the thing. See, the enemy cannot make an appeal to the blood of Jesus concerning you. Because the blood of Jesus is speaking from a heavenly tabernacle. Anybody hearing me? Oh, therefore the enemy knows that there is power in the blood. That is why when the enemy is trying to orchestrate anything in the earth to establish covenants, he is going to require blood. But he cannot offer up a superior blood than the blood of Jesus. So here's what I want. What do you say that, Perkins? Because some of you, the enemy has been making an appeal on a lesser blood for your destruction. But by the blood of Jesus, we make an appeal in the courts of heaven. God, let the blood be against our adversaries in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus war against those that seek our destruction. Let the blood of Jesus be against those that seek our demotion. Let the blood of Jesus be upon those who seek, oh God, to take our joy, who seek to take away our peace. Let the blood of Jesus war against them right now. Glory, glory, glory. Let the blood of Jesus prevail over any strategy of the enemy. Let the blood of Jesus, oh God, frustrate every demonic conception. Let the blood of Jesus, oh God, frustrate every weaponry of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, let the blood now speak loudly and clearly that there is divine protection here in the name of Jesus. On the night of the Passover, I'm almost done. On the night of the Passover, wherever there was blood, I need you to listen carefully. You see, the Word of God tells us that blood speaks. The one of Abel is crying out for vengeance. The blood of Jesus speaks yet better things. Hebrews 12:24. Here's what I want to say this. On that night, when the angel was walking through Egypt, it would look at a house where there was blood on the doorpost, and the angel of death will pass over. But here's the thing. The blood that was put on the doorpost, that blood was not silent. Anybody hearing me? When the angel saw that blood will speak to the angel and the blood will say life. Anybody hearing me? The blood will say life. So when the angel went to a place, to a house where there was no blood on the doorposts, there was nothing speaking life, so there will be death. Anybody hearing me? There will be death. Where there is blood, the blood will say life, leave, life, leave. Where there is no blood, it will say death. There will be death being spoken. So I want to say tonight, we plead the blood of Jesus. We declare that there is blood on your doorposts. There is blood covering everything that concerns you. And that blood is not only speaking about divine protection, but that blood is speaking life. Let there be a manifestation of the life that blood is speaking over you, over your household, over your sons and your daughters, over everything that concerns you. Let the voice of the blood of Jesus continually speak. Glory, 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 glory. In the name of Jesus, I thank God for the blood that is not silent. Father, tonight we say, let the blood of Jesus be on the doorposts of our households. Let the blood of Jesus, O God, be on the doorposts of our hearts. Let the blood of Jesus cover everything that concerns us. In the name of Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. And finally, it brings me to this point. I'm so grateful that we have Jesus. I'm so grateful that we have Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 I just want to say, a few things here, if you don't mind. All I want to say is, Jesus, I thank you for being my Savior. I thank you for being my Lord. I thank you, Jesus, for redeeming me. I thank you, O God. I thank you, O God, for the high priest of my confession, Jesus Christ. Oh, I am not ashamed of my Lord and my Savior. I am not ashamed of Him. God, I thank you for my Savior. I thank you, God, for the Lamb that was slain before the foundations of the world, that I might be redeemed. Not only redeemed, but I might be reconciled with my God. I thank you, O God, for Jesus. Jesus, that there is no other name but the name of Jesus. The Word of God tells us that He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He is the Captain of the angel armies. He is the only one who was found worthy to open the seal. He is the only one who is worthy to walk in between the lampstands. He is the only one who is sitting on the right hand of the Father, waiting for His enemies to be made His footstool. He is the only one who is making intercession for us. Father, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for Jesus, Savior of the world. And let me echo the words of the prophet Isaiah in the 9th chapter, and approximately there. It says, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. We thank you, O God, for Emmanuel. God with us. We thank you for such a wonderful Savior. Hallelujah. Let me just read one more verse for you, and I promise you I'm done. And this is the verse that I want to read for you. It's found in Hebrews 12. Hebrews 12. Okay. Hebrews 12. Hebrews 12. Let me just read verse number 2. Let me read verse number 1 and number 2. They go together. Therefore, I'm reading from the New King James Version. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of God, the right hand of the throne of God. Here's what I wanted, what the reason why I read that verse, and the Lord just had me on Hebrews 12, verse number 2. Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. But where would the emphasis just been for the joy that was set before him? You see, the joy that was set before him wasn't receiving glory because he came from glory. He laid down his glory to come. But what was the joy that was set before him? That he would bring many sons to glory. What was the joy that was set before him? That he will reconcile man with his God. What was the joy that was set before him? The joy was that he will complete the assignment, that he was given an opportunity to come to earth to do the will of the Father. That was the joy that was set before him. So I thank God. I thank God for setting the joy before Jesus, that I might be redeemed. See, you have to understand, it's not about just redemption, but it's being redeemed, being cleansed, being washed, being brought into right standing with God, having righteousness imputed unto us, that we may be right before God. And now we can come boldly before the throne of grace in time of trouble to get help. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as our custom, we read this verse here, Numbers chapter number 6, verse number 24 to verse number 26. I'm reading from the New King James Version. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you what?